Tonight's shir, Siman Dalet, Si'if Ches through Si'if Yud Gimel. Si'if Ches. Netilas Yadayim Shachris Einoitan Agabe Karka El Tokali. When you wash your hands in the morning, you don't wash it over the ground. Rather, you wash it into a basin of sorts. Mishtabura Sifkatan Yud Ches Karka. Vafilu Agabe Kesamim Osir, even over small pieces of wood, you don't wash your hands, because the ruach ro goes on to the water. So you should have two kelim by your head, one with the water, one empty, and you pour from the container with water over your hands into the empty basin, and then you would discard the water in the basin. There's a note on the side, if a person were to wash his hands in a sink and there were dishes in the sink. So they bring Rosh Zalman Hell, that's mutl chathchilo. Because the mice, you're going to rinse off the dishes afterwards. If Chaim Kanievsky held, when you rinse off the dishes afterwards, you don't have to wash negelvast on the dishes. You just rinse them off and that's sufficient to remove whatever residue was there from the tilas yadayim. Sif tes. The water that we wash our hands with in the morning cannot be used for anything else. You don't pour it out of the house or the place where people walk by. You can't use them for anything, and therefore you don't give it to your animals. And again, the bringing the notes on the side, it's not so much a ruach esur hanor per se, but it's chashash sakana of ruach ra. Sif katan chafalef bnei adam, you don't pour it in a place where people go by, ki yuchlu hinazeg aydu ha ruach ra, because they could be harmed by the ruach ra. V'yishbechem b'mekom midron o b'ofet techuach. So what do you do with the water? You pour it like on a down on an incline, downhill, it's going to run off, or on soft dirt. So basically the concern is you don't want it to collect. You want it to be absorbed. So if it's a soft dirt, it will collect, it'll absorb into the ground, or it will go downhill and wash away. But if it's going to be just on the karka, it could be it'll just collect in a pool. That's what we're nervous about. But as long as it gets absorbed in, that's fine. Sif Yud. Noitel kli shel mayim biyad yeminoi v'nosno liyad smoylo. So you start the process by lifting up the container of water with your right hand and then transferring it to your left. So you can pour from your left hand over your right hand first. You begin with the right hand and transfer to the left, in order to give dominance to the right side, which is chesed, over the left side, which is din. In such a case, even left-handed people do what everyone else in the world does, because when you deal with chesed and din, or chesed and gevura, there's no difference if you're righty or lefty. So for those in yonim, lefties and righties do exactly the same. So the method of washing tefillah time in the morning is identical for lefties and righties. Se'if yud aleph. Lo yitol mimi shelo natal yadav shachris. Someone who did not wash until the time in the morning should not be pouring the water over your hands in the morning. Mishnah Berurah sevkar mechov gimel lo yitol. What's the lomit to say? Lishpoch lo ayadav, to pour on his hands. Avol lahavi lo mayimut. There's nothing wrong with him bringing you water. He could bring you the water. Thus, he shouldn't pour the water on your hands. Sevkar mechov dal mishlo natal vechulut butilo leachila. When you're washing your hands to eat bread. Then it's fine for someone who didn't wash his hands to pour the water over this person's hands. It's only halacha for negavas for the morning. Someone who didn't wash his hands should not be pouring the water over someone else for netilas yadayim. The notes on the side bring up the issue. What about a non-Jew? What about a non-Jew? So he brings that Rav Chaim Palagi writes that a non-Jew should not pour the water over a Yid's hands in the morning, even though there's no ruach ra by a non-Jew. And on the other hand, he brings the Eshlavam from Buchash held that since there's no ruach ra, so why can't he do it? So there's different opinions whether or not a non-Jew, someone who's helping in the house, can be there to pour the water on the hands of the Yid. So that's two different shittas he brings on the side. Se'if Yud Beis. Im shechshech yadov l'toch kli shamayim. If he dips his hands into a container of water, instead of pouring the water over his hands, also netila l'kriyas shema u'l'tefillah. This is sufficient to clean your hands in the morning, that you should be able to say shema and shemone esrei. Avalo l'ruach ro'ah shalev. This does not help to remove ruach ro'ah. Im shechshech yadov begimel meimos mechulaf. But if he would dip his hands in three different waters, now you could question, maybe it does help to remove the ruach ro'ah, or maybe it does not. To dip your hands in water would work for shema or shemone esrei. You can make a bracha al tiyasadayim. Only by the kiyor, when the kohen in the morning would wash his hands, it says rachasu mimenu v'lo b'socho. He washes from the kiyor and not in the kiyor. Habiyama, but in any other case, afila b'socho, even in it would work. Avala ha'avir ha'ruach ro'ah, but if you're out to remove the ruach ro'ah, boy a rui shalosh pa'amim dafka, then you need to pour three times specifically. V'shichshuch b'kli, dipping your hands in a basin of water, afila me'a pa'amim, even 100 times, l'choshev ela echad, it's still one time. Shemiyad nitmu ha'mayim, because the water becomes impure immediately. V'havini k'mo shovchen, it's like wastewater and you can't use it again. U'mishum hachin, for this reason, nistapik achakach, the Shulchan Aruch brings the question afterwards, but meimos mechulafim, if you change out the water. Perhaps you don't need to pour the water to remove ruach ro'ah. Even washing the hands by dipping them in water is good enough, but you have to do it in three different waters. Maybe the only way to remove ruach ro'ah is to actually pour from a vessel over the hands. Pima Godin writes, according to this, in Tachav Yadoba Nohar, Shalosh Pamim, let's say he sticks his hands into the river on three different times. O Bishela Kamunachala Aretz, or he puts his hands in the snow on the ground, Bishloshama Kamos Mechalof, in three different spots. Afilo Hachi Lo Mahani Rakla Tfila, it will only help for davening. Viyuchal Varach Altias Daim, you can make a Baruch Altias Daim. Aval Safeg, in Mahani Lahavi Rachwa, but you're still left with a doubt, does this help for Rachwa? Because maybe the only way to remove the ruach ro'ah is to pour from a vessel over the hands. And that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. V'atzos ha'chayim u'levush yisrod pasku, the malbim and atzos ha'chayim u'levush yisrod both conclude the b'nahar, whether it's a river, v'chein b'sheleg, or in snow, u'bemei mikveh, or the water of a mikveh, mahani af ha'avi ruach ro'ah, that will help to remove ruach ro'ah. Vafilu ein behem arbam sa, even if it's not 40 sa, which is the requirement for mikveh. Vayin shem oid ba'atzos ha'chayim, look further than atzos ha'chayim. So, as a maskana, as a conclusion, they are being meikel and saying that it would help to remove the ruach ro'ah in the river scenario, or in the snow, or in a mikveh, even if it doesn't have 40 sa. Sivkan chavav, avalo v'chulhu. It works for tefillah, it works for kriyat shema, it does not work for ruach ro'ah to dip your hands in water. So then even though he davened, he should make sure to wash his hands afterwards with a vessel. So basically he's talking about a situation where it's time for davening, he's missed his amount of tefillah, his amount of kriyat shema, he doesn't have a kli to wash negavasi, but he dip his hands in a bowl of water. So he should dip his hands. His hands are clean enough to daven, and later on, when he gets around to it, get a cup and wash your hands the way you're supposed to.
And a spigot would achieve the same result.
Right. I imagine that this could be in the airport, early flight, whatever it is, and if by the time you land, you're going to miss this man to daven. There's no cup around. The concessions aren't open yet. You didn't bring a cup with you, so you can't wash a negavasa. Now, why you didn't wash negavasa before you left the hotel? Whatever it is. Right now, that's the matzah. Be'asher husham. You're in the airport terminal. There's no place to wash negavasa, but you can get your hands wet. So wash your hands, say your shema, and later on, when you can, get a cup and wash negavasa. So if you gimel. Im hoya ne'or kol ha'layla. If he was awake all night. So that's a question. Do you have to wash your hands in the morning? The hispalel to daven and remove ruach ro'ah from his hands. And the Ramah says, V'yitlam b'lo bracha. So wash your hands, but don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah explains, Sifkan Chav Zayin Kol HaLayil. He's up all night, V'im Yashna b'miksasa, but if he slept part of the night. L'kuliyama tzerech lito yodah b'borka, k'did everyone would agree he should wash his hands in the morning like the halacha of someone who slept all night. V'hu sheyashen shenas keva al mitaso. This refers to someone who slept a full regular sleep on his bed, umishum destam yodayim askani yasein, because his hands, we assume, are moving around. He certainly touched a part of his body that's usually covered, and therefore his hands are unclean. But if he just took a nap, according to the Rosh, that the concern was he touched part of his body. In such a case, it's as if he didn't sleep. So there's a shaila. Does he wash his hands in the morning to daven and remove ruach ra'ah if he's up all night? The hanalat tefila yeshafik. When it comes to davening, what's the shaila? Im hatam shalom tiyos yidayim shachas ki harashba le'el. Is the pshat that you wash your hands in the morning like the Rashba said before, but Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph quoted Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Vim kein afal gav da hash lo nasa b'ya chadosha. And therefore, even though right now he's not a b'ya chadosha, lo plug rabbonon, the rabbonon didn't differentiate, it's sarach natil, he has to wash. The Rashba's shita is, the reason you wash your hands every morning before davening is because we are renewed, we're refreshed, like the kohen that starts his avodah has to wash from the kiyar, so we wash our hands every morning. So lo plug, Chum said, doesn't make a difference, even though he was up all night and he's not a b'ya chadosha, it's as if he is. Or shema ikra tam karosha. Maybe the real reason to wash this down in the morning is like the rosh, that the hands are unclean by touching part of the body. Ubeneyar, if he's up all night, v'lonaga b'malkam v'tun, if he didn't touch his body that's not covered, and so Achnatil doesn't have to wash his hands. The same thing could be if a person went to sleep fully clothed. Fully clothed with buttons up to his neck and his wrists and, you know, pants. He's not touching anything. Nothing's happening when he's sleeping, right? That'd be another similar case. Now, as far as we're getting rid of Ruach Ra, that's also a Shaila. In Biyama Hashena Gurm Ruach Ra, do we say it's the sleep that causes the Ruach Ra? If so, even if he sleeps during the daytime, the ruach ra descends on him. He has to wash his hands. If he's up all night, he doesn't have to wash his hands because it's the sleep that's the trigger. Maybe it's the night that causes ruach ra, not the sleep. That's just the opposite. The fact that he's taking a nap by the day is irrelevant. There's no ruach ra by the daytime, even though he's sleeping. And if he's up all night, he does have to wash his hands because he went through the night. So, maskana, sivkan chavtes v'yitlim, he should wash his hands without a bracha. What's the Lord mean to say? Shalosh pa'amim. He should wash his hands 3 times, ne'egel vasa, mach masaf, because of the question. V'chein b'shnei asif v'shachazeh. The same will be true of the next 2 paragraphs in the Shulchan Aruch.
If katan, he should wash his hands after a nap in the middle of the day, too?
A person should wash his hands after a nap during the day, but without a bracha. Sivkam lamed below bracha. Yesh me'achronim shecholkin achras Ramah b'zeh. There are achronim who disagree with Ramah's conclusion. V'sevim they hold it tzarech levarach that he should make a bracha when he washes his hands after being up all night. V'yesh shemaskimim mimo. But others agree with Ramah's psak. This disagreement is if he didn't go to the bathroom in the morning. But if he did go to the bathroom in the morning before davening, he's up all night. And he goes to the bathroom. Haskamas achronim, the achronim concur to bezan that in this scenario, he should wash his hands and make a bracha. The Ramah wasn't talking about that when he said not to make a bracha. And that's the proper conduct if the person is up all night. Like Shavuos night. In the morning, Yasat Tzrachav, he should go to the bathroom. Or Yalta Mayim Vishavshe, for a minimum, he should urinate and clean himself. Shazlu Kuliyama Yischar Levorach, and everyone would agree he can make the brach, and he should make the brach on Tiyasadayim. Vivorach on Tiyasadayim, Ashi Yatsa, make both brachas on Tiyasadayim together with the Ashi Yatsa, but he will not be able to make the bracha Elokaina Shama. If you turn back, the Be'er Alocha, Imhaya Ne'or. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is he's up all night. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chavches. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chavches, where he brings the Machlekes, the Rashba, the Rosh, and that's the Shaila. V'cheinim Yashem Belal B'vot Yadayim. If he slept at night with gloves, Shemavad Elanoga B'malkam Matun. If he certainly didn't touch any part of his body that's covered, Ain Sarach LaRosh Yitayad B'Bok. According to the Rosh, he doesn't have to wash his hands in the morning. only bracha, because he doesn't make a bracha. There are people who have skin issues with their hands, and they put on cream and gloves, and they sleep that way at night. If that's the case, they can't make a bracha in the morning when they wash klis adayim, because you only have the reason of the Rashba. When you have machlokes rishonim of why you wash, we'll only make the bracha if you satisfy both opinions. And in such a case, they don't have it. Now, again, perhaps we can employ the same eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah says, you're up all night, take off the gloves, go to the bathroom, clean yourself up, so then you touched your body at that point, and then you could wash your hands and make the bracha on Tisa Daim after that. If a person only wearing one glove, it wouldn't change the halacha, because even if one hand is metameh, he has the issue, even according to the Rosh. So it says he doesn't mention it here. He's going to mention it later, that we're dealing with a nap that's a little more than a half hour. The beralocha v'yitlein below bracha. The Ramos Eitzah, to wash his hands without a bracha. Ayin Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamed Shem Haskamas Achronim. So look what I wrote, Sifkan Lamed, in the name of the Achronim, that agree that if he went to the bathroom in the morning when he's up all night, he should make a bracha. What's the reason? The reason, according to the Rosh, why you wash your hands in the morning is because your hands aren't clean. Even though when it comes to mincha, we hold you don't make a bracha, even though you wash your hands to daven and your hands are not clean, it's only in the morning that Chacham made a takana to wash and make a bracha. If you went to the bathroom, or just touched a part of his body that's usually covered, then according to the Rashi, he does have to wash his hands. And also according to the Rashba, who wrote the reason that Tila Shachris to wash in the morning, which from the Nasabir Chadash, because he's a new creature, so then he'd make the bracha even though he's up all night. Echad, first of all, lo plug. There's a little plug that he's b'ri chadasha every day. But and furthermore, tal chidush ha'olam tzarech levarech afshlo nehena. There's a concept of the world is mechudush every morning, even though he may not be nehena from it. So, if he has the point of the Rashba to wash, and he went to the bathroom or touched the Mokum Atunif, and now according to the Rosh, he has to wash. So then, between the two of them, the halacha will be that he washes his hands and he makes a bracha.